or vision, or have another print disability, which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org. Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from the day's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Begin as always on this Friday, September 19th, 2025, with High and Lois. Chip says to a friend, Jennifer and I agree that it's okay to see other people. Unfortunately, her other people are way hotter than mine. So that's Jeremy's at his laptop. My laptop battery just died. His parents pull out Yahtzee. Then I guess you can sit there and stare at a blank screen or join us for a lively evening of board games. As Jeremy decides to sit there in front of his blank screen. Blondie. Dago walks in, hands a piece of paper to Blondie. Look at this paper the boss gave me right before I left. Work. Honey, it's just a blank sheet of paper. I know. The boss told me it better look like a report by Monday or else. Beetle Bailey. Beetle says to Serge. Is that one of those torpedo bats? Is he holding the bat? They're dressed for baseball. That's for Navy teams. This is a bazooka bat. I heard that's what Bazooka Joe uses. Hagar the Horrible. Hagar and Helga are watching some dragons flying over. As they're trying to buy a house. I don't think we want to live under a busy flight path. I can assure you, they are silent flyers.
That's right. He didn't hear that one coming as one of them has grabbed a man walking on the street.
Break of day. We see two owls in a car. It's a student driver vehicle. It's the one in the passenger. She goes, now be sure to bring this car to a screeching halt. Family Circus. Jeffy's holding the daisy. He's plucking the leaves. I love me. I love me not. And Barney Google and Snuffy Smith. Snuffy and Louise listen to the radio. And now making his Carnegie Hall debut, the whistling horse, the whole worldwide spark plug. No! That don't sound like listening, Pa. That's Barney a ballin'. I'm guessing some poor old spark plug got a case of stage fright. You've been listening to a reading of the day's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Thanks for listening.